This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll be glad and rejoice in it. So I want you to rejoice in it with me this morning. Because God is good. He is so good. My topic is walking with Christ is like a bed of roses. I want to tell you where I got that from. I know you probably, every time I get up here, I tell you about my childhood. But that's where I got it from. Because I was a little girl, and my mom was trying to get a point over to me. And needless to say, I was always, I'm the baby, so I was always kind of hard-headed. Just was not listening. And she was like, okay, let me explain something to you. You see that bed of roses over there? Yeah, go get me a rose. So I go to get the rose. Which one you want? Whatever you get. I picked the rose. Ouch. I got pricked. But I still got that pretty rose. So she said, now, in Sunday school, I want you to remember, life is like a bed of roses. If you don't follow the word of God, if you don't follow after God, you're going to get pricked, but you still got that bed of roses. God gave you that beautiful life. He gave you all of those things, and you still have that bed of roses. Just remember, when that thorn pricks you, turn back to God. And I know that God has me here for a reason. That song that just went off, I know I am yours and I was made for more. And I know, and I know, and I know, and I just keep trusting God that, like I said, we have a lot of toils and tribulations. And I'm like, okay, God, I know it's there, but I know you are there. And I know you are going to keep me. I know that you are going to engulf me in your love. I know that you are going to show me how to walk circumspectly in your will and in your way. I know that you are going to be there for me no matter what, no matter where, no matter how. I know that you will see us through. And I just keep hanging on to that. My first scripture this morning is Joshua 14:12. Now, therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the enemies were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. Drive out what? Giants. We have a lot of giants in our life. Because God gave us that bed of roses, we have a lot of giants in our life because they're always trying to take that away from us. But like the word says here, I shall be able to drive them out because the Lord is with me. God will never leave nor forsake you. He's always with us. Always, always with us. And that's all we have to do is remember that he will never leave nor forsake us. What he has for us, no man can take away. Because Jesus came that we might have life and have life more abundantly, to enjoy life to the fullest. Because we are followers of Christ and believers in the word of God, we have a glorious life. Because God will never leave nor forsake us. Pastor Todd last week, the land of milk and honey. That's where we are. God promised that to us. But we tend to get stuck by those thorns instead of staying on that right path. So it doesn't look like that milk and honey land is there, but it is. It's always there. God has given that to us, but we choose to be hard-headed and to do things our way and not quite his way. It can't be, I'm not going to do it quite his. No, it's going to be all his way or nothing. Because if we don't do it all his way, then we'll go back to the thorns again. We're going to get pricked. So we have to remember that we have this glorious life. It's an inheritance from Christ. But we have to follow the rules. We have to follow God's directions. and we can enjoy the rewards of that. And then I have a scripture. I think we all know this one very well. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Can we remember that? Can we understand what is being said right there? David is saying that he knows that no matter what trials and tribulations he has, God is always with him. God is always there. It may look like we're defeated, but we're not, because we have a victorious life in Christ. And if we hang on to that fact and remember that we have that victorious life in Christ, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is there. He is always there. Just hang on to that fact that he will not leave you, and that he shows you how to fight those giants. He shows you not just how to fight them, he shows you how to defeat those giants. It doesn't matter. That was something my brother used to say all the time. You have to, when I always got picked on in school, and my brother was always there to take care of me. Well, then I was in school by myself because he was 3 years older than me. He was gone on to another school. So you got to remember, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. You remember that, because I was such a tiny little thing, believe it or not. I was such a tiny little thing. I was only 5 feet tall when I graduated from high school. I don't know how I got the height, but I was a tiny little thing. So you need to remember, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And if you just close your eyes and do what you got to do, they'll fall. Boy, are you crazy? But I tried it and it worked. I don't know how, but it did work. So that's what we got to remember. We got to remember, the bigger those giants are, the harder they fall, because God got your back. Don't close your eyes, though. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't do like I did and close your eyes. Keep your eyes on the Lord. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall, because God has you. God has it all under control. We just have to trust and believe that he will prevail. He didn't give us that victorious life to take it away from us. He gave it to us for us to enjoy. He didn't give us that bed of roses to take them away from us. He gave it to us to enjoy. But we can't enjoy it if we turn away from him. We have to trust and believe that he has us, that he's going to take care of us, that he will never leave nor forsake us. We have to trust and believe that. And we have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what, God will prevail. He promised you that he will never leave you. He will prevail. My next scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope. And just like I said, he wants to give you a future. He wants to give you a future of hope. He wants to give you a future of love. He wants to give you a future of compassion. But we have to learn to remember to treat people like we want to be treated. We want God to do this for us. What does God want us to do? He wants me to take care of you, you, you. He wants me to be there for you. And even though I may not feel like it, I need to be able to do what God wants me to do. And I need to be able to stand on his word and do what he wants me to do, and fight the good fight of faith and keep on walking. And that's what we have to do. We have to fight the good fight of faith, and we will drive the giants away, and we will be able to prevail where God wants us to prevail, and we will be able to reach out and help one another. It's all in that bed of roses. Remember which way to go, which way to go. And I was told one time, life is not a bed of roses. I'm like, well, are you crazy? Why do you say that? Because you got to go through this, and you're going through that, and you're going through this. You think you got a friend, and that friend turns against you. You think you got a loved one, and that loved one is not there for you. Okay, but where's God? Who gave you that bed of roses? Don't trust on that person. Trust on that man above. That's who prepared that for you. That's who laid that out for you. And it's like, okay, well, what happens when he's not there? He's always there. You walk away from him. He doesn't walk away from you. Always remember to trust and believe in God. Never forget to pray. Fasting and praying. Remember that he is always there. We walk away from him. He never walks away from us. So we have to remember that. And we have to turn our thoughts away from the ways of the world and into the ways of Christ. Because he is the one that shows us how to fight those giants. He is the one that shows us how to drive them away. He is the one that shows us how to, when the thorns prick us, how to heal from that pricking. Yeah, you may get pricked sometime. And you might get pricked deeply. But he will show you how to heal that. All you got to do is trust and believe in him. He has the healing powers. And we just have to trust and believe in him. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, if we trust and believe, he shall never, never turn away from us. But even when we don't, he's there. In Matthew 17:20, he said, if we have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, just the grain of a mustard seed, we can tell that mountain to move. So we have to see anything is possible in Christ. Anything is possible in Christ. So if we just trust and believe and keep our faith in him, and we have the faith of God in our hearts and the word of God in our mind and in our mouth, all things are possible. All things are possible when we have the faith of God in our hearts and the word of God in our heads and in our mouth. All things are possible. So when things come, trials and tribulations come upon us, we can speak that word, and that word can make it disappear because it's the word of God. But you got to have that word in you in order to be able to do that. My next scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. I think I did that one already. It's Romans 12:12. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. And as I just said a few minutes ago, if we continue to pray, and we have to pray continually, pray without ceasing. In the word of God, it tells us to pray without ceasing. So we have to continue to pray without ceasing. We have to remember God is in full control, and he will shield and protect us from the thorns of life if we just continue to pray, continue to believe, continue to trust and believe in the word of God. Continue to walk circumspectly in the will of God. Continue to understand. And when you don't understand, then go to him and ask him to give you utterance of his word, utterance of what you need to know, so that you can be all that he wants you to be. You can do all that he wants you to do. You can walk in the will and in the way of the Lord and do it in his way. You need to trust and believe that God has given us his bed of roses, that life will never, ever let us down if we keep our hand in the hand of the Lord. Let nothing stop us from enjoying the Christian life that God has given us. Being a Christian is a joyous time. You know, I heard people say, being a Christian is boring. Well, if it's boring, boring is as boring is. You're the one that's boring. Christians can have a full, happy, and joyful life if you choose to. You don't have to choose to be stuffy. No, God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be fulfilled. And when you're fulfilled, you're not stuffy. You're happy. So we need to trust and believe that God is going to do what he said he would do. And never give in to our circumstances, the thorns of life. Remember, we're seated together with Christ in the place of power, and the words are not ordinary. Our words are not ordinary. Our words are specific with the Word of God. We can laugh through our triumph when we have God that's helping us through this. We can be in control every single day. And Romans 12:12 reminds us to rejoice in hope, patience, tribulations, and remain steadfast in continuing in prayer. Continue always in prayer. Always, never, never stop. And people say, how can I continue in prayer? Okay. Just saying, Lord, have mercy. You're praying. Lord, I thank you. You're praying. There is a way to do it if you choose to. If you want to trust and believe in God and do what God wants you to do, there's a way to do it. And there's a way to pray without ceasing. And we just need to learn to do it. I can't teach you. You have to learn how to do it. You got to read that word, get that word down in you, and you'll want to do it. You'll want to say, thank you, Lord. You'll want to say, oh, my God, thank you, Father. What a, you know, you'll want to do that. So we just have to learn to do it. John 14, 1 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then Revelations 21 and 4. And God will wipe away all of your tears from your eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. That bed of roses, there it is right there. God says he's going to prepare a place. Jesus says he's going to prepare a place for us so that where he is, we may be also. So he wants us to enjoy life while we're here. He doesn't want us to bask in other things. He wants to bask in his glory while we're here, waiting for him to come back. Do the things that he advises us to do while we're waiting for him to come back. Bask in his glory and understand that he will never leave nor forsake you. He's coming back for you. Be patient and wait. Be patient and wait. Let not your heart be troubled. Be patient and wait. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Be patient and wait. He's going to prepare a place for you. Be patient and wait. And when you are having a problem, God will wipe away your tears. Just be patient and wait. Let God take care of you. Let him direct your path. Let him order your steps. Praying without ceasing, Father, order my steps in your word today. As I leave this house this morning, show me which direction you want me to go. As I drive down this street to get to where I think you wanted me to go, help me to know that this is where you want me to go. Help my mind to be where you want it to be. Show me, dear God, what I need to do today. Let me do unto others as I would have them do unto me today. Let me be who you want me to be. Let me take myself completely out of self and allow you to take full control. That's a prayer you can pray with. No one even, you can be in the car, sitting at your desk, with a lot of people around you. You don't have to open your mouth to pray to God. God can hear what you're praying if you're praying from your heart. If it comes from your heart, God hears it. And he will answer your prayer. I'm a living witness to that. He will definitely answer your prayer. I don't know if I told you guys or not, but at one time I was paralyzed. I had a car accident. I was paralyzed from waist down. Had 5 back surgeries. I was a size 3 when I went to bed. I had to stay in bed for a year. Had 5 back surgeries. And I went to the doctor and he said, "You're gonna have to have back surgery." I said, "Oh, everybody tells me don't do that because I'll be, well, you're already paralyzed. You can't walk now, so what difference does it make?" But my point to you is, he said, I wanna make a good point to you. And the first time I came to you, you came to me and your doctor was out of town, so you had to come see me. And since then, you've had to continue to see me. He said, "Now, you told me when you were here the first time that you were a Christian and that you were walking in the will and the word of the Lord. Now, tell me how you're doing that, and you're going to tell me, 'Oh, well, I'm afraid to have back surgery.'" He said, "But you're a Christian, and I want you to remember that. If it's not for you, God will show you it's not for you. Don't worry about what man says. God will show you it's not for you. But you trust, you tell me you trust and believe in the Lord, that's what I want you to do." And I thought, this man is really washing my face. So I go in to see the doctor at Baylor Center for Pain. And the first, he came in, he said, "My team is coming in," because Baylor Center for Pain is a training school. He said, my team is coming in. "Can you wait for them?" "What else can I do? I can't go anywhere." So the team came in. He said, "Can we hold your hand?" This man crazy. "Okay, fine." So he had on one side, and the doctor was in the middle, and we held him. He prayed. And I'm like, I'm in a doctor's office, and he's praying like this? Long story short, every surgery that I had to have, before they performed surgery, they made sure that I was wide awake, and we prayed every time before I had surgery. He said, "Now, after the last surgery," he said, "Now, I need you to stay in bed. Continue to stay in bed that full year. You want to walk? You're going to walk. I know you are. But I need you to stay in bed that full year." I said, "Okay, but I can't." "Yes, you can." So a friend of mine moved from California and came to help Benita with me. Man, they cooked everything you could think of, because they knew I wouldn't stay in bed. So they baked food, and my bed has a thing around it. It was covered with food. When I got out of bed, I was a size 22, but I could walk. I went from a size 3 to a size 22, but I could walk. By the grace of God, I could walk. And let's see, that was in 95, 96. And in 2001, I was kickboxing. So I know if you trust God, you know, that was the main reason me telling you that. I know if you trust God, yes, you got a bed of roses. And yes, you got thorns. Because that back injury was a thorn for me. But I trusted God. I trusted God to heal me. It took some coaxing. I know. I did have to get coaxed into it, but I did eventually trust God. And that's why I'm here today, and I can walk. And that's why a few years ago I was kickboxing and was real good at it. But we have to trust God. We have to know that without him, we are nothing. We must remember to treat everyone like we want to be treated. And we must guard our tongues. And we must remember Galatians 5:22-23, the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And each one of these are a rose in that bed of roses. Each one of these are a rose in that bed of roses. Love, that's a rose in that bed of roses. Joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Each one of those are a rose in that bed of roses. And that's why you know, that's how you know that God gave you a bed of roses, because these are the things that he's asking you to do. These are the things that he's asking you to remember. So that is your bed of roses. And if you do as unto others as you have been doing to you, and you follow the fruits of the Spirit, when those thorns prick you, yeah, it might hurt a little bit. But because God got you, it doesn't hurt hardly any at all. Because you've done it. You're following that bed of roses right there. It's like John 14, 1 through 3 tells us that there's a place for us with Christ. And Christ is coming back to get us, to take us to that wonderful and glorious place. And then Revelation 21, 4 tells us God will remove the thorns of life that are there. And he will take care of the pain that is causing. Because all things will pass away. But we first have to learn one of the main things is the fruits of the Spirit. If we keep those things in our heart, trust and believe in God, everything's going to be all right. Every little thing is going to be all right. I pray that you have gotten something from this word that God has given to me to give to you. And I pray that we will all learn to follow the fruits of the Spirit.